Sunday, March the 1st. I got paid today for my paper round. It's slave labour, and I have to give half of it to Barry Kent. Mr. Lucas came round when my father was out. My spots have disappeared. It must be the early morning air. Monday, March the 2nd. My mother just came into my room and said she had something terrible to tell me. I thought that perhaps she only had 6 months to live, or something like that. But she said, "Life is complicated, and marriage is like prison." Then she said, "But I am fond of you, Adrian." "Fond?" Then she went out. Marriage isn't like prison. Women can go out every day to the shops, and lots of them go to work. I think she's being melodramatic. Tuesday, March the 3rd. I gave Barry Kent his protection money today. I don't understand how there can be a God. Wednesday, March the 4th. I had a terrible shock this morning. When I went to the newspaper shop this morning, I saw Mr. Lucas looking at rude magazines. I saw him choose Big and Bouncy and pay for it. He left with it hidden inside his coat. It's full of terrible pictures. I should tell my mother. Thursday, March the 5th. My father got his car back from the garage today. He spent the whole day cleaning it. I heard him say good night to the car. He's going mad. Friday, March the 6th. My boss at the newsagents, Mr. Cherry, is pleased with my work. He gave me more money and 2 old copies of Big and Bouncy. He told me not to tell my mother, as if I would. I hid them under my bed. I phoned social services today and asked about a home help for Bert Baxter. I told a lie. I said I was his grandson. They're sending someone to see him on Monday. Saturday, March the 7th. After my paper round, I went back to bed and read the magazines from Mr. Cherry. I felt very funny. Wednesday, March the 11th. My mother wouldn't give me a note to get out of sports today, so I left my sports clothes at home. My sports teacher, Mr. Jones, made me run home to get them. The dog followed me out of the house. When I got to school, it was already there. It joined in the football lesson. It's very good at football. Even Mr. Jones was laughing until it punctured the ball. The headmaster made me take the dog home. I said I would miss my school dinner, but he said it would teach me not to bring pets to school. The cook was very kind. She kept my meal hot for me. She doesn't like the headmaster. Thursday, March the 12th. When I woke up this morning, my face was covered in big red spots. The doctor can't see me until next Monday. I'll probably be dead on Monday. I may have an awful disease. I rang my grandma. She came round in a taxi, took me to her house and put me to bed. She gave me my first good meal in weeks. Friday, March the 13th. The emergency doctor came to my grandma's house last night. He said I had acne and that it was very common at my age. My father came round before he went to work. He said if I wasn't out of bed before he got home, he would hit me. He took my grandma into the kitchen. I heard him say, "Things are very bad between me and Pauline, and all we are fighting about now is who doesn't get Adrian." My father made a mistake. He really meant who did get me. So, the worst has happened. My skin is terrible and my parents are separating. Saturday, March the 14th. It's true. They are getting a divorce. Neither of my parents wants to leave the house, so my father is going to sleep in the spare room. My mother gave me £10 this morning and told me not to tell my father. I bought some spot cream for my skin and the new ABBA Greatest Hits tape. My father gave me £10 and told me not to tell my mother. Sunday, March the 15th. The house is very quiet. My parents are sitting in separate rooms. They are both smoking. Mr. Lucas has phoned my mother 3 times. All she says to him is, "Not yet, it's too early." Perhaps he asked her to go to the pub for a drink to forget her problems. My spots are terrible. The whole school will laugh at me tomorrow. Monday, March the 16th. I went to school. It was closed. I forgot. It's school holidays. I went to see Bert instead. He is waiting for a visit from a social worker about a home help. There was a week's washing up to do. Bert says he leaves it for me because I do it so well. I came home, nobody was in, so I played my new ABBA tape at full volume until the deaf woman next door shouted at me. Tuesday, March the 17th. Looked at big and bouncy. Measured my thing. It was 11 centimetres. Thursday, March the 19th. Mr. Lucas is selling his house. My mother says he wants £90,000. What will he do with all that money? My mother says he'll buy a bigger house. I think that's stupid. If I had £90,000, I would travel around the world. Before I set off, I would A. send Pandora 3 dozen red roses. B. pay someone £100 to hit Barry Kent. C. buy the best racing bike in the world and ride past Nigel's house. D. buy an enormous box of expensive dog food so that the dog has enough to eat while I'm away. E. buy a home help for Bert Baxter. F. offer my parents £1,000 each to stay together. When I came back from travelling, I would be tall and brown, and Pandora would cry at night because she lost the opportunity to be Mrs. Pandora Mole. Saturday, March the 21st. My parents are eating different things at different times. So I usually eat 6 meals a day because I don't want to hurt their feelings. The TV is in my room because they can't decide who it belongs to. I'm starting to get suspicious about my mother's feelings towards Mr. Lucas. I found a note saying, "Pauline, how much longer? I need you desperately. Yours forever, Bimbo." Although it was signed Bimbo, I know it was from Mr. Lucas, because it was written on the back of his electricity bill. Someone should tell my father. I have put the note under my bed with the big and bouncy magazines. Sunday, March the 22nd. It's my grandma's birthday. I bought her a plant. She is quite happy that my parents are getting a divorce. The social worker came to see Bert yesterday. She thought he should go into an old people's home. He doesn't want to. He told the social worker a lie. He said his grandson comes to visit every day and looks after him. The social worker is going to investigate the case. I could go to prison for pretending to be Bert's grandson. I don't know how many more problems I can stand. Tuesday, March the 24th. My mother went out with Mr. Lucas tonight. I am going to stay awake until she comes home. Midnight. My mother is still not home. 2 a.m. No sign of her. Wednesday, March the 25th. I fell asleep, so I don't know what time she came home. My father said she had gone to a Christmas dinner and dance after work. In March? Really, Dad, you must think I'm stupid. Friday, March the 27th. Pandora and Nigel have broken up. Everyone at school knows. This is the best news I've had for months. Saturday, March the 28th. Nigel has just left. He is heartbroken. I told him that I think Mr. Lucas and my mother are having an affair. He said it has been going on for a long time. Everybody knew except me and my father. It's Mother's Day tomorrow. I don't know if I want to buy her anything. Sunday, March the 29th. My father gave me £5 last night to buy my mother a present. He said it might be the last time. I bought her a box of chocolates. I gave it to her this morning and she said, "Adrian, you shouldn't have." She was right. My mother has arranged a civilized meeting tonight. Mr. Lucas is going to be there. I am not invited. I'm going to listen at the door. Monday, March the 30th. A terrible thing happened last night. My father and Mr. Lucas had a civilized meeting at 5 o'clock. But when my mother said she was going to Sheffield with Mr. Lucas, my father became uncivilized and started fighting. They fought in the front garden. I could see everything from my bedroom window. Mrs. O'Leary said, "I feel sorry for the child." Everyone looked up at my window then, so I looked especially sad. Tuesday, March the 31st. My mother has gone to Sheffield with Mr. Lucas. She had to drive because Mr. Lucas couldn't see out of his black eyes. I told the school secretary that my mother has left home. She was very nice. Now I get free school dinners. Nigel asked Barry Kent to stop taking money from me. He said he would think about it.